guys, I am back with another episode with you guys. So, I have been looking around like crazy for another video app to use that's similar to YouTube, but not YouTube. And I don't know what the heck, guys, but I can't find. I signed up for, is it Venmo? Let me look it up. Yeah, Vimeo or whatever, or Vimo. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but I don't like it. So I'm going to delete the video I put on there because I just don't even like that. And so just to fill everybody in who didn't watch my podcast yesterday, I talked about how it was a long podcast. Bear with me. But I talk about how I wanted to make another podcast and also make another video site outside of YouTube. So I didn't like that site. And I also could use Instagram because they have IGTV, but I don't know. So needless to say, as far as the video site goes, I might be stuck using YouTube again, even though I don't want to, until I figure out what my niche is and where I want to go with the videos and stuff. But I do have a new podcast that I'm starting. I haven't started yet, but it's going to be on Podbean. And what I like about their website is that, or their app, you can actually do live podcasts. So instead of just me, like how I'm doing it with you guys now, and then, you know, just uploading it or whatever, you can actually do a live one people get to tune into. So that podcast is going to be about everyday stuff. So I'm going to talk about mental health, relationships, just every topic out there that you can think of, we're going to talk about. I'm going to do live ones, regular recorded ones. I probably won't do a podcast for that particular app until tomorrow. So if you guys want to tune into it, I will definitely let you guys know more information on that probably by tomorrow. But probably not. I don't have too much information tonight because I just signed up for it today. And I haven't even did my first podcast with them yet. So that's one good thing. I did find a new podcast so I can, because I kind of love that this podcast is all about mental health and we talk about the love topics, but I just wanted something outside of that to talk about too, even though I do it on here already. Just wanted something different. So I'm going to have two podcasts I'm going to be running. Hopefully it doesn't get too hectic, but you know, you guys are my favorite. Anchor is always going to be my favorite, so I'm always going to give you guys all the love. But again, thanks for the support. But as far as, like I said, the video content and stuff, I got to keep looking into that because I don't know. I might be stuck using YouTube and I really don't want to, but may give it a try again. May just go back to Instagram and do my IGTV videos again. I don't know. Yeah, that's a whole nother story. So most likely I'll probably be deleting my Vimeo account probably tonight or tomorrow morning because I just don't like how their thing is set up. It's not for me. But anyway, moving on, I don't feel like myself today, guys. I just feel weird. Like, today was just a weird day. Everything's been off. I don't feel like me. I have so much thoughts running through my mind. I'm thinking about all this rioting and the protests and the Black Lives Matter. I'm thinking about all the police brutality in the world. I'm thinking about this COVID-19. I'm thinking about my anxiety, my depression. I'm thinking about my man or my soon-to-be man. I'm thinking about just my family, my friends, and all these thoughts are just running through my mind because I feel like for the last past week or so, I've wanted to speak about all these things, and I just haven't because I can't find the words, or I have the words, but I don't know if they're going to come out right or if I'm going to say the right things and someone's going to get mad at me or whatever. So I just been like, oh, don't say anything, don't say anything. But I don't know. I just have so much running through my mind. So please bear with me because I really want to give you guys my opinion without offending anybody. I want to tell you guys about a lot of the thoughts that are running through my head without anybody saying, why is she saying this, whatever. But just bear with me because this podcast episode is kind of hard for me to do just because my mind is all over the place and I'm going to be talking about everything that's on my mind right now. And again, like I tell you guys, this is a no judgment free zone. So just like I would never judge you, don't judge me. And let's just get into it. Let's talk about the elephant in the freaking room that I've been avoiding talking about. First off, what I want to say is the world needs love. We need love so desperately, so bad. The world is screwed up right now. The world is going through so much. We have the COVID-19. We have the police brutality. We have so many things happening in the world. And it's just not okay. None of it's okay. Okay. First of all, the COVID-19 just took us over because we're having a great 2020. All of a sudden, at the end of March, towards the beginning of April, we have this COVID-19. You got to wear a mask everywhere. You can't leave your house. You're quarantined. People are losing jobs. People are working at home. Kids are not in school anymore. You know, people are dying because of this disease that is taking everybody out, and this virus that's taking everybody out. People think it's a joke. They're not taking it seriously. Oh, I'm going to go do what I want to do. So what? Who cares? The governor said don't leave the house. I'm still going to do it anyway. And so this has kind of tore us up, and it has affected a lot of people, especially people with mental illnesses. You know, it affects us heavy because being quarantined and having a mental illness, we need the outlet to leave the house sometimes. And not having that, it can be hard. A lot of people are seeking therapy right now. As I said in my podcast yesterday, people are like, they need therapy. They do. Lord. This is just my take on the police brutality. It's hurtful. It's sad. It angers me. It's horrific. The videos I've seen on the internet are horrific. The things I've seen are horrible. The people dying is sad. The people saying to us, all lives matter. But they don't. You know, being an African-American woman myself and growing up in America, Black lives do not matter. They never have mattered in this world we live in. People want to get pissed and say, all lives matter. But the reality is, they don't. Black people are dying every day from police brutality. We're being targeted. We're being treated like crap. And it's not okay. And I respect everyone that has stood up and took a stand. All the races I've seen come together, white, Black, Asian, whatever, you know, Spanish, people just coming together, doing the protest, standing up for what they believe in, people doing the right thing. I applaud you. I applaud all the celebrities who are standing up, doing the right thing, all the people who know that this is not right. By all means, I'm far from racist. I love everybody. I have all race of friends, all race of family members. But when I see one race being singled out, that bothers me. That hurts me because it's not right. And people's colors are coming out. People are showing their true colors. People are letting us know who they are, you know. And it's not like, I feel like with racism, we swept it under the rug for so many years like it didn't exist. But now it's coming unswept and people's true colors, like I said, are coming out. This is what I will say to all those men and women who have lost their lives. My heart goes out to the families. My heart goes out to those people because they were humans. My heart goes out to those people because they may have had kids, husbands, wives, grandma, aunts, whomever that loved on them, and now they won't get to see them again. So my heart breaks for those lives that have been taken. My heart breaks for the fact that it got to this point. We had to get to a point where it had to come down to protesting and doing all these things just to get the world's attention. Why did it have to get that far? Why did it have to get that far? You know, my point is something needed to be done a long time ago, but now you hear us. You hear us now, but why didn't you hear us all those years ago? This is not something new. I feel like it's not okay. You know, And that's just my take on it. I don't want to say too much more on the issue because I feel like a lot has already been said from so many other people. But if I did not use my platform that I have on here and I didn't say anything at all about it, who would I be? And I feel like you have to tell your story sometimes. You do. And in doing so, like I said, my whole part of talking about this was not to offend anybody, was not to upset anybody. It was mostly to say, this is how I'm feeling about this. This is what's been bothering me. This is what I haven't said to you guys because I didn't want to. I kept fighting with myself daily on, should I talk about this? Should I not? So I did talk about it. I said my piece on it. Again, you know, I respect everybody. I love everybody. I just wish that love was reciprocated more through the world. The thing I love about little kids is little kids don't see race. You see them hanging out playing with other kids. They don't look at color. And when I look at my daughter, she doesn't see color. You know, and that's the beautiful thing about kids. So when we raise our kids up, let's raise our kids up to not see color, to just see a person. Because I'm telling you, it's all how you raise your kids. If you raise your kids up to be racist, then that's what they're going to be. But if you raise your kids up to love everybody, then that's what they'll do. And I've seen some other great videos out there, too, of young women, you know, who have spoke out against it. And they said, my parents are racist or whatever. And they spoken out saying that they can't wait to leave their home. They don't feel the way their parents do. And I think that's super amazing for those young women who have spoken out. I've seen, like I said, I've seen countless videos on Instagram, countless videos on Twitter. And it's just, it's all love. So, again, we need to all come together, all different ethnicities, all different races. Let's all just come together, love on each other. And just do the right thing. That's all I'm going to say about that. Like I said, I don't want to keep talking about it because it'll turn into this long conversation. I don't want my whole episode to be about that. But again, that's just my opinion on it. I said it. I'm probably not going to talk about this again because I've given my opinion. And, you know, that's that. Let me see. And the last thing I do want to say before I stop talking about it is, vote. Make sure you vote, guys. Be the change you want to see. Vote. And that's all I'm going to say. Okay. So moving on from that, another thing bothering me besides that, it's just like, I'm thinking about work tomorrow. I'm thinking about how draining my job can be at times. I'm thinking about how tomorrow I'm probably going to get 1,000 calls because everyone needs help. And I respect it and I get it. But it can be a lot sometimes to have all that pressure and stuff weighing down on you. And I don't know. Like, I'm just not feeling it. And I don't know, guys. It's just going to be a lot tomorrow. And I'm just not really looking forward to it, but or just rest of this week. Because this is going to be a lot of stress on me. Hopefully I can help all the people I can help. And hopefully it'll get better for everybody. I don't know. The thing about my job is I love it. But it's a humongous stress factor. At the same time. Not only that. You know, I'm thinking about the changes I want to make. I just want to spread my platform. And I just feel like that's been weighing heavy on me today, too. Like, I want to make my platform bigger. I love doing the podcast. I even did the WordPress blog. But it's like I want to do something even bigger than all of that. I don't know what it is, though. But I feel like that's my next goal, just to figure out what that next niche is. Like, what can I do next to just spread awareness on topics and things that really are, like, bothering me. I don't know. I just feel like it's time for me to spread awareness about more things that aren't being talked about. So that's really what's going to be next for me, just making my platform bigger. You know, that's a goal for 2020 for me. And I don't know. I just got to keep pushing, keep going, and keep motivating myself, because that's really something I really, really, really want to do. Also, I'm just thinking a lot about him right now. And we know who him is, my crush, my boo, my babe, my baby. I don't know, like, I guess I'm worried about him. Oh my God, he's probably gonna listen to this, and I'm like gonna be so embarrassed. But if you are listening, yes, I'm talking about you. But because he knows about my podcast, guys, he knows. I'm worried about him. I don't know why. I just feel like he just has a lot. I don't want to say he has a lot going on. Well, he does have a lot going on, and I'm just worried about him. And I just been thinking about him a lot today. And even though we talked today and everything's good, it's just that I can't get that out the back of my mind. Because I just want to make sure he's okay. And even though he says he's fine, it's still that voice in the back of my head that's like, nope, nope, nope. Like, I can't stop worrying about him. It's like when I care about somebody, I just start to worry about them so much in certain situations. Because I want to make sure that they're good, and I'm just worried about him right now, because I feel like a lot is happening, and I don't know, I just want him to be okay. And it's not even that, it's some of the things he said to me today too that was just beautiful. Like, guys, I'm gonna get like emotional, but like, I wish everyone could know him, because he has such a beautiful heart, a beautiful soul. Yes, sometimes he drives me nuts. He might do little things that I'd be like, really, you did that? Or God, like, you know, just the little things that might pluck my nerves for like a second. But he really is a beautiful, beautiful person. And I really don't know what life would be like if me and him never met. And I tell him every day and all the time, just like, I'm so glad God let our paths cross when he did. Because life has been genuinely great since me and him crossed paths, you know? It's been really amazing. You know, getting to know him, you know, just being in his presence and seeing the kind of person he is. He has like one of the biggest hearts. He would do anything for anybody. He's just a beautiful human being. And I'm getting really emotional about this, because I feel like I know the best is yet to come. But guys, like, I really have never felt like this before. And it's like, I don't know. It's kind of like something out of the fairy tale or something, because it doesn't feel real, but it is real. Like, I don't know. I can't even explain it right now, guys. I can't explain it. But yeah, that's kind of like the final thing that was just running through my mind today. Like, just thinking about him, worrying about him a little bit. But I know he's going to be okay. You know, he's strong. He can get through anything. I know that no matter what storm weathers his way, God is going to get him through it and see him through it. And everything's going to be good. And I think that everything's going to be fine. We just have to pray and just keep going, you know. But, you know, I'm just one of those people that once I really care about somebody, I really do want their, I really care about their well-being, you know. That's just who I am. But I'm not going to make this podcast long. Like, yesterday it was like a 30-minute podcast, because I took you guys on a drive with me. I'm glad I kind of got to say how I've really been feeling. But, again, if you guys have any idea of a site I can use outside of YouTube, please let me know. But I think I'm going to be going back to YouTube because I don't really like Vimeo or whatever. It's not for me. So I probably have to go back to YouTube, even though I don't want to. And anyway, look out for my podcast. I'm going to do the podcast tomorrow. And then I will come on here and record a podcast on Anchor for you guys. And I'm going to give you guys the link in my description of my video so you guys can, if you guys want to, or if you guys use Podbean or whatever, you can find me on there or whatever and you can listen to it, because it's going to be a little different from this one on here. But again, as always, thanks for the support, guys. I am about to end this because I am an emotional mess as usual, and I need to clear my thoughts. So I will talk to you guys later. Peace and love.